bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I was just having an interesting conversation about Mr. Westmoreland, but I don't care what nobody say. I would not have apologized. Everything he said is offensive. So what? It's not against the law to be offensive, to be offended. I just don't get it. We just turned a punkity-punk community. Like, what is that? This punk. My feelings. You're talking about me. And I can't hear about it. Yeah, whatever. If he didn't throw the trash on the ground, wouldn't he be having this conversation? But instead, we throw trash on the ground and don't clean up after ourselves and do all sorts of things that we shouldn't be doing. And now we want to cry about the fact that there are repercussions, that there are consequences. I don't get it. Let me know when we're ready. That's that internal thing that you always do. And that's why, wait a minute, I got to turn the mic off for this one. All right, so the bottom line is so much is going on in Milwaukee that if it looked good, right, at least people would come here. And then there's this.
Number 5.
From CBS 58, one dead after pointing a fake gun at suspect, 24-year-old arrested. So we don't know the update to this story, right? We don't know like what exactly occurred, so I'm going to refresh this story and see if anything was updated. So one person is dead after a shooting in a church parking lot at 81st and Hope on Milwaukee's north side. According to police, Milwaukee Police Department shooting happened around 8:42 a.m. Covenant Lutheran Church, a pastor of Covenant Lutheran Church believes this all started when a man pointed a gun at a father while he was dropping his kids off at daycare. I thought I heard one of the garbage can lids blow open and slam down. Unfortunately, it was not a trash lid, but a gunshot that killed a 23-year-old man. The pastor, who didn't want to talk on camera, told CBS 58 the father had three kids with him. He says the father shot the man out of fear for their safety. However, according to Milwaukee police, The man killed was carrying a fake gun. Police are calling this a fluid investigation and said the father hasn't been charged yet. I don't know if you should have said hasn't been charged yet, because you don't know whether or not he's going to be charged. Only the district attorney's office. The DA will talk to the man before making a decision. One neighbor tells us this is an ongoing issue for the area. We hear gunshots frequently. See, one has nothing to do with the other. Whether or not you hear gunshots or not and all that. And the bottom line is that a guy pulled out a fake gun and pointed it at somebody who was actually carrying a real gun. And he got shot and killed. Now, that's unfortunate. But that is what happens, and those are the consequences when you do things like pull fake guns on people. You should not be pulling a gun on anybody unless you're defending yourself. But you're pulling a gun and it's fake, and you don't know whether or not somebody else has a real one? That is very unfortunate. I am sorrowful for the family of that young man. I really am. But you can't have a fake gun and then point it at somebody and don't expect something bad to happen. Interesting. More to come.
Number four.
This also from CBS 58. A Washington County patrol deputy has actually resigned after being accused of retail theft while on duty. The sheriff took to social media to announce today that a 10-year veteran of the department is the subject of a criminal investigation conducted by the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department. The investigation began after a report on February 27th involved alleged repeated food thefts from a gas station in Richfield. The deputy was placed on administrative leave and later attended a pre-disciplinary hearing on this past Monday. The case has been referred to a special prosecutor following a request from the Washington County District Attorney's Office. As officials noted, that the former deputy's resignation does not impact any pending criminal proceedings. So can I take a dive into that and talk about something that may or may not have happened, but I wasn't there, but what generally happens? Sometimes there are places that give cops free food, and they do it on the regular. And sometimes they may work another shift or work a different thing or work a what? And I'm not giving this guy an excuse, because if he walked out without paying or at least leaving a sizable tip, that just miraculously is equal to the amount that the food is for, and what you do with it is your business. And just walked out, that's on him. But the way it works usually is that person will tend to, you know, go to the same places to eat, right? And sometimes they give you discounted food. Sometimes you should pay something for food, even if they give you a discount. That's fine. You should pay something for food. But then everybody screams and hollers. They want everything for free. They want everything for discount. But cops are held to some standard where they can't get anything for free. I think it's stupid. I think it's dumb. Milwaukee, in terms of law enforcement, is pretty conservative in some of the beliefs and procedures and things. And I have to complain. If there was anything I could complain about the Milwaukee Police Department, is they didn't do things that were innovative and moving forward because they took too long because nobody else did it. I have been told by command staff at the assistant chief and chief level, nobody else is doing that. And they don't want to be first. To move your place forward, you don't want to do it? Okay. Right. And now you see where we are now. Consent decree. So it's really telling. It's really telling. Anyway, it ain't we no more. So I can stop saying that one.
Number three.
Well, well, well. Trump announces a 25% auto tariff amid rattled markets and a global trade war. Donald Trump today imposed tariffs on automobile imports, barreling forward with a whiplash economic strategy that has rattled markets and ignited a global trade war. So, Trump details the tariffs, which will start at 2.5% and rise to 25% on cars. And this is the beginning of Liberation Day for America, he said. Tariffs will take effect April 2nd. We're going to charge countries for doing business in our country and taking jobs, taking our wealth, taking so much out of our country. This is very modest. Trump's announcement comes ahead of his long-promised reciprocal tariffs, which also are set to go into effect April 2nd, whereby the United States will respond to any nation's tariffs on U.S. exports with tariffs of the same rates on imports from that country. On Monday, he announced 25% tariffs on imports from any country that purchases oil or gas from Venezuela, targeting the South American nation for what he called purposefully and deceitfully sending criminals into the United States. The United States imported $474 billion worth of automotive products in 2024, including passenger cars worth $220 billion. Mexico, Japan, South Korea, Canada, and Germany, all close U.S. allies, were the biggest suppliers. So Hyundai announced on last Monday a $5.8 billion investment in a Louisiana steel mill as part of a $20 billion investment planned over the next 4 years, because they figure if they want to keep selling their cars, they need to make their cars here. I believe that this is what they are hoping will happen, that companies will then move a subsidiary or their company to America and make what they make here, so the price will be significantly lower. Will that happen? I don't know. But I think we'll have to wait and see. I really do. I think we'll have to wait just a little bit more.
Number two.
This from CNN.com. The Supreme Court upholds rules requiring background checks for ghost guns. So I don't know if you know what a ghost gun is, but we'll talk about it. The Supreme Court today upheld the Biden-era federal regulations on ghost guns, which are mail-order kits that allow people to build untraceable weapons at home, handing gun control groups a rare win at the conservative high court. Justice Neil Gorsuch, I love those pop-ups. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote the opinion for a 7-3 majority that included liberal and conservative justices in one of the most closely watched Supreme Court cases of the year. Gorsuch wrote, "Perhaps a half hour of work is required before anyone can fire a shot. But even as so, the kit comes with all the necessary components and its intended function is as instrument of combat is obvious. Really, the kit's name says it all. Buy, build, shoot." And so the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives created the new regulations, as police say. The untraceable weapons are turning up much more frequently at crime scenes. In 2019, police submitted 1,600 ghost guns recovered at crime scenes for tracing. 4 years later, the number had grown to more than 19,000. And so it's not clear how President Donald Trump's administration will handle the issue. Going forward, Trump signed an order February 7th requiring the Attorney General to review gun regulations imposed during the Biden administration. Well, one, there's nothing they can do about this because the United States Supreme Court is the ultimate arbiter, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives created the regulation, and they're the ones that enforce it. So I say, Trump administration, back off, leave it alone. These guns need to be off the street. Now, there are some technological advances that the law hasn't caught up with. And if the law hasn't caught up with the advance, people are taking advantage of it. One of them is the ability to create guns that are untraceable. The whole point of a gun being able to be made is the fact that it is traceable. And I don't care who you are, gun rights advocate or not, you should not be okay. You literally should not be okay with somebody being able to use anything that's untraceable purposefully to take someone's life.
Number one.
This from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Partnerships to maintain services, support for DEI were key issues headlining Milwaukee County David Crowley's State of the County address today. In his fifth annual address, Crowley laid out countywide successes, department by department, during his tenure. It also became a sobering call out to local and state officials and leaders for more partnerships to ensure continued services and investments for the Milwaukee community in a fiscal tumultuous year ahead. Well, he said, the bottom line is this, partnerships lead Milwaukee forward, and because of partnerships, Milwaukee is leading Wisconsin forward. We will continue to navigate these tumultuous times together, but partnerships will be key. By working together, we can achieve great things. Sounds like what he's saying, if I may interpret it through my narrow lens, it sounds like what he's saying is that some of the stuff the county can't do, other people are going to have to pick it up because we can't afford it. That's what it sounds like. Crowley underscored the need for uplifting the county's diverse communities and progressive programming. I don't know what progressive programming is. What is that? A sharp contrast to the policies pushed under the current presidential administration. Again, we keep using Trump, and it always takes away from the fact that you've dug a hole in the county and your tax that you had, you're still significantly short, and you're taxing and feeing the crap out of people, and you're pretending like it's Donald Trump's fault? Okay, that makes no sense. That makes absolutely no sense. While Crowley acknowledged the new leadership in Washington, D.C., and a willingness to work with anyone who can help deliver results, he specified areas of disagreement. What does that have to do with anything with the county? The county doesn't run education. The county doesn't run veterans. So it's like, it's weird. It's like if I throw Trump in, it'll take off the fact that we came in and we actually, you know, got a tax passed. And yeah, but we're still short. So here it is in a nutshell. He talked about the successes. He talked about the 0.4% sales tax increase. He talked about the fiscal cliff that's now projected at $46.7 million. That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense to me. But you didn't know that going in because you didn't realize you wouldn't generate as many taxes and fees that you thought you would. And so now somebody in the county can't count. And now the taxpayers have to pay for it. Crowley calls on support for veterans in the face of federal cuts. Crowley highlights continued fight to combat the opioid crisis. Crowley says fighting climate change, promoting housing. What in God's name does a county have to do with climate change? What does climate change have to do with trash on the ground? What does climate change have to do with shootings in people's neighborhoods? What does climate change have to do with burglary, bad education, poor test scores, and poor reading? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But you're telling me that reducing emissions is going to make your neighborhood better? So we'll have a better neighborhood with trash. Oh, okay. Investments, he also pointed to investments in affordable and accessible housing for county residents. More than $45 million has been steered toward development of housing, particularly in the suburbs. And Crowley noted housing for first-time homebuyers in the King Park neighborhood and affordable subdivision in Oak Creek, and housing for adults with intellectually and developmentally disabled in Franklin. And so I like a lot of the stuff he says. But at some point, I would like to see you take some of this money and earmark it to infrastructure like you're trying to do with the courthouse complex and hire people to build it. But you and I both know that when the bid goes out, it's going to go to a predominantly white firm who's going to hire predominantly white workers and then give a little nibble to black people to, you know, give them hard hats and belts and crap like that. And then that's it. And all the workers who make the $100, $150, $200,000 a year working time and overtime, because you know you get paid more when you finish a project ahead of time, ahead of schedule. And who's left? We are at the bottom of the barrel. So I hope that instead of always asking other people for help, that you run a county that's a little more efficient and not over the next 5 years, is $45 million in the hole, or a lot of people are going to be finding a lot of different counties in Wisconsin, not to mention other states, to live in.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So here's the deal. Al, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What's going on?
Well, I'm kind of confused because he's putting these tariffs. But right. Why he won't put that 25% tariff on that death trap Tesla? I don't get it because, I got a 76 F-Ford F-250 extended cab that'll run circles around that garbage train, that garbage can truck that you got to plug up to a battery. So I'm like, you got somebody producing garbage that runs off of lithium batteries, and if the temperature drops, the car won't even start. And if the car sits too long, it gets too mold. Wouldn't you put a tariff on something that does not even meet the demand that you got to plug up, that you can't even drive maybe 4 or 5 hours, that you got to wait 11 hours to charge?
No, you wouldn't, because made here. Tariffs are for things that aren't made here.
Well, I mean,
you don't put tariffs on stuff because it's garbage. You put tariffs on things that are coming into your country so you can make money.
Well, if you're... But I'm thinking, if you're talking about American Muscle, or we take a 2000 GMC K2500 that ain't plugged up by no battery, that can still run circles around something that ain't nothing but styrofoam, I would think you would, put the tariff on something that's pretty much a death trap in styrofoam.
But it's made here. I mean, that makes absolutely no sense.
Well,
there are a lot of cars that are garbage, but we're not going to put tariffs on them.
Well, I would think, or maybe we get an 84 Bronco with a 361 Cleveland. The car made here, but the car is made garbage. Matter of fact, we can get a 2000 Kia Sorento that could run circles around that Tesla truck.
Okay.
That you don't got to plug up. It's garbage. We got to face the facts.
No, you got to face the facts. That's your opinion,
I don't spend my money on trash because they're white.
People don't agree with you, and they got more money than you, so they can afford a truck.
Well, be honest, somebody was going to buy me one, but I said, I don't want that garbage.
Somebody's going to buy you a $100,000 truck.
Yes, I have it like that.
Oh, excuse
me. And most trucks right now, if you're buying from American Deli, you're going to spend about $100,000 if you're going for a Tundra, a GMC, a Chevrolet. But you're going to spend it on an electric vehicle that probably won't even start if it drops 30 below zero.
It's kind of dumb to spend that much money on a gas-powered truck, but I'm just me.
Well, like you said, if people don't got the money to afford it, that's their problem, not mine.
I didn't say I didn't have the money. Have a good day. I didn't say I didn't have the money. I said it'd be dumb enough to buy. I'd be dumb to buy it. That's all. Like, why do people think that because you don't like something, it's because you can't afford it? I said I didn't like it because I thought it was dumb. I didn't say I couldn't afford it. That's like living in an apartment. I can't stand people. That's dumb to buy a house. They might be a millionaire. You never know. It's 1017 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can accomplish a lot in 6 years. You can, let me see, change diapers. And then next thing you know, you can drop your kid off at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. You can also take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella Windows and Doors at 0% interest. That's zero. You also get a 10-year labor warranty that's always included, so your windows and doors are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st of 2025. That's Monday. Today is Wednesday. What do? You set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm sorry, it's my cut. I had to. Hey, y'all don't know nothing about that music. Come on, man. Y'all know nothing about that music. You need to go back and get. Yeah, you. You need to go back and get the album and listen.
I'm the one playing the music.
I'm the one chose all the music. What are we doing?
This is not on your playlist.
That's in my playlist. Who is that?
Pete Rock.
And where's he from?
New York.
And what group did he used to be with?
That I cannot tell you.
Ding! 833-212-212-1017 is the number. You just got to have some depth. In about 10 years, you're going to be saying the same conversation to somebody else, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, Dr. Ken said that would definitely happen. Vincent, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. How are you?
Dr. Dan, Dr. Ken, doing well.
Did he call me Dr. Dan?
No. No. Hey, when you get old, sometimes the words don't come out right.
I know that's right.
Yeah, but I was just calling to say the word of the day is probably inflation. You know, the fact is when you put tariffs on lumber and now you're going to put tariffs on foreign automobiles, which definitely will raise domestic price. The domestic cars is going to raise the prices on that. The fact is, when you're talking about not taking oil from Venezuela, the fact is that the prices are going to go up on everything.
But part of that we can release oil here that will then lower the price that Biden didn't allow us to do and actually stopped producing oil in the U.S. and buying it somewhere else, which made absolutely no sense, but it also drove up the price. So we know that there's going to be short-term angst. There's going to be short-term inflation. There's going to be a lot of things in order to get where we need to be. I'm talking economics. I'm not talking Donald Trump and all that. So at some point,
I'm talking economics.
Right. So at some point, it's just going to, like, for about, I don't know, another 8 months, it's not going to be nice.
So maybe that's. Well, I think it might be more than 8 months because the fact is when all these things start to come into place, and the fact is when you have these countries also creating tariffs on products coming from America.
Right.
I think it may be a little more than 8 months. We don't know exactly how long it's going to be, but the fact is
are that you hoping that it's longer than 8 months?
Oh, no, I don't, because the fact is when I look at my, again, going back to my 401k and my retirement funds are just being, like, eaten up here a little bit.
Well, do you have
day by day.
Do you have a little cash to throw in for it, you know, to add to it?
Add to my 401k?
Yeah.
I'm retired, son.
I'm living off my ill-gotten gains of
working for 40 some years here. The fact is that when you see your retirement funds started to dwindle over the next 8 months, it's not going to be nice, and it's not going to be pretty. And so when you look at inflation. And you talk about consumer confidence and basically consumers basically pulling back on their spending. I don't think it's going to be that nice.
But that hasn't happened yet. We gotta wait for some of that to happen. I think over the long run, I mean, sure, it's going to happen. I mean, that's what happens when you get inflation and all that. But we know it's coming. And so there's some things we're going to have to do as individuals to make sure we make it through. And part of that
certainly.
part of that is not blaming government at any level for inflation. We know it's coming, and so we need to act accordingly.
Well, you don't have to blame government for inflation unless they're doing things in order to create the inflation.
Correct.
And that's my point. When you decide to make decisions that are like these tariffs that are inflationary, then somebody has to be accountable for that. And so we just can't say it because it does, you know, over time.
But what are we holding people accountable for?
Inflation goes up and down because of the economy.
But what are we holding people accountable for? Like, the bottom line is that everybody that, well, then we got to hold people accountable for not putting money into the market and then causing it. Like, I mean, do we hold everybody accountable for something they do because we don't like them? Or it's just the market? It's the open market. If we can't get people to spend, people are deciding not to spend. You can't blame something else for causing people not to spend. You decide you're not going to spend, you're not going to spend. So should we go after them too? Like, we want to go after people for tariffs or people for banks? Or, I mean, where does it end?
Well, the thing is people decide not to spend is because their bottom line has been affected in some way.
Sure.
Has been affected in some way, all right? The fact is, if they decide to pull back from what they were doing maybe the years past, it's their bottom line has been affected. So you have to see why their bottom line has been affected. And so when you have government decisions being made like these tariffs that making the price of goods and services go up, then the fact is you have to point at the individuals that have created that problem. And so certainly,
you know, that's not the only thing that causes that. Tariffs are not the only thing that causes that, because we've always had tariffs. Like, what is this thing people are thinking that tariffs just dropped out the blue and got invented under the Trump administration? Obama had tariffs, Biden had tariffs,
yes.
Bush had tariffs, and some of them were significantly higher. But we don't know that. We don't have that historical information. So we think we're just going to blame Trump because we don't like Trump. Use them to your advantage. If you're an investor, you need to start to figure out how can you position yourself to make money during tariffs. But, you know, that makes too much sense. Sorry.
Okay. All right. We'll see when it comes down to when midterm elections come around if we still in this particular.
You and I both know midterm elections are not long enough to know how the economy is going to shake out.
Oh no, it's not. But the fact is, when people are feeling pain, they want to blame somebody, and so now, like I said, the Republicans are up to bat, and so
well,
we will see. I don't know if you can say that
because that's why the Republicans won, is because people was feeling pain.
They said they were going to lower inflation.
That's what I'm saying.
They were going to lower prices.
No, they didn't. They said they were going to lower it over time. They told
no,
you. Listen to some of the speeches. They said it was going to take time and that it was going to hurt for a while, but it's going to happen. That's what was said. You can pretend like you didn't hear the other part, and you can pretend like you watched TV stations that didn't say that, but they actually said that.
I'll take your word for it at this point in time. But the point is, when first thing I heard Trump say that inflation was going to go down the first day he was in office.
Well, we know that's hyperbole, dude. Like, why would you even take that even seriously? Like, every time he opens his mouth, you got to sit there and go, okay, so if I can add, let me see, double the time, and if it's supposed to stop sooner, then double that, right? So we're going to pull out in 2 weeks, so that'll play. Just like COVID, right? Same thing with COVID.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to be done in 3 weeks. Dude, it took like, what, a year?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes, like I say, when people see their money coming out their back pocket, you know, they kind of hold you to what you say. They kind of hold you to what you're supposed to believe in.
Oh, sure.
Hold you for what you promised.
And it's so irrational. That's why the government switches over so fast. I think that if we just left Democrats in for 4 years with a Democratic president and then did like England does, flip it, and then let the conservatives have it for 4 years and have everything for 4 years, we would be significantly better off because they would keep the stuff that works get rid of the stuff that doesn't work, and then put in stuff they want. And everybody will be happy. But we won't do that, so we're stuck with this.
No, and also if we had term limits, the fact is that when we had term limits.
Say that again. I need you to put it on a board and walk outside and tell people. Say it again.
Exactly. And when we should have term limits.
Yes.
And when these politicians say they're only going to be in for one or two things, we should hold them to that. And
Ron
so,
Johnson.
The fact is, yeah, exactly. We should hold them to that and not elect them again because they said they weren't going to only going to serve two sessions. So, but the fact is, they don't. They continue to go back and back and back and do the same stupid decision. So,
and if I serve this long, I can get a pension. And then if I serve that long, I can get this. And I can get a pension over here. I know politicians that got pensions with the state, pensions with the county, pensions with the federal government. Absolutely crazy.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not mad because you worked and you got it. But the fact that you're a politician is what bothers me because you've never had a real job in your life.
Thank you. I agree.
So, man.
I agree.
Right. Thank you much, Vincent.
We'll end on that note. All right. Take it easy.
Take care. 833-212-1017 is the – I got one more? One more break? Okay. Because, you know, I can't count. Once I go past, I forget. Well, did I do this or did I do that? And then right in the middle of talking.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You can go from changing diapers to dropping off children at school, get a bachelor's and a master's degree, and you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella Windows and Doors at 0% interest. You get a 10-year labor warranty that's always included, so your windows and doors are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions apply, and offer ends March 31st, that's Monday, 2025. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. So, here's the deal. When we talk about voter ID, they're talking about getting voter ID in the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin. I guess people don't want it because they think they're going to keep trying to go to court to fight it, to overturn it, which I don't understand why they're trying to overturn something that's going to guarantee when you vote, your vote is sacrosanct. Your vote is yours. I know Republicans did it, but it was kind of weird because other places I've been, you had to show ID in order to vote. I came here and it was like, hey, just sign up and show when you first register and then you can just like pretend. I said, so somebody can come in and pretend to be you. Vote, and by the time you track that person down that cheated, their vote has already been counted and mine hasn't. Well, we'll take a provisional ballot. That doesn't do it. And so now, since 2016, it's been voter ID law. Now we're saying because it wants to go to the what do you call it? We're going to have to do something where we vote in order to make sure it goes into the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin. It's a referendum. That's the word I couldn't remember. It's a referendum. And so because it's a referendum, right, it's telling them, hey, this is what we want you to do. The ad is saying don't vote for it because it's going to create barriers. So you're telling me for the last 9 years, people have not been able to vote? For 9 years, since 2016, people have not been able to vote and they've been having trouble voting. Have some people? Sure. Did they need to get an ID? Sure. Was Scott Walker a little narrow in what he wanted to do? This only counts as an ID. It was kind of dumb. Okay, it wasn't kind of dumb. It was stupid. And so what should have happened is these are the official IDs that are made because they're the ones that verify who you are through financial aid and give you a school ID. School IDs count. State IDs count. County IDs count. The city will give you an ID card. So those types of things, right, he had to expand because people blew a gasket for Act 23. And they should have. They should have. So now we have it. Now you're saying it's going to create barriers if we put it in the Constitution? That makes absolutely no sense at all. But that's the type of thing that we give black people, and we give them half the story, and then we remember it, we believe it, only to find out later it's not true. And while we talk about the fact that Republicans are trying to roll over and crush anything black or anything of that relates to people of color or any minority except white women, you have the audacity to sit here and say we're the only ones that are going to be affected by voting? That we got to be careful or else we're so stupid we would think, oh, it's a barrier. You use ID to get cigarettes. Use ID to get cigars. Use ID to get a drink, to buy beer, to go to a baseball game. You ever been to a Bucks game? You ever buy it on the app? You know how much crap you got to go through to sign in and get a credit card and do all this? But you can't, like, simply show an ID card of any kind that's legal by the state of Wisconsin. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know. But yet, now we're complaining. Playing commercials. Oh, you gotta stop. Oh my God, it's gonna cause barriers to voting. It ain't caused barriers to voting in 16 years. All these black folks won, including the mayor, including the county executive, including the governor, and well, he ain't black. But now we say, like, we're like, it's gonna all of a sudden cause a barrier. And black people should go, oh yeah, it's gonna cause a barrier. No, it's not, because you already gotta have an ID. You already used it to vote. I wish black people would listen to what stupid people tell them in terms of what? In terms of telling us what you think we're gullible enough to know. Because it's just idiotic. I know we're coming up short, and I know music goes starting to fuse, so let me hit the talking text line. They want to be American made cars, so they make China cool concept. Tell me about it, all that. So they're on the YouTube channel talking about the fact that about the cars, and we were talking about the cars with Vincent and all that stuff. I'd rather drive my four cycle than an electric car. I would like to drive an electric car one day, rent it for a week or so. You should rent it. I actually rented one day, and it was pretty nice. It kind of freaks me out that I got to charge it, and there's really no noise. There's no nothing. There's no, I'm okay with a hybrid. I'm not cool with all electric. I think we should be able to have hybrids. That's just me. Talking text line, California is mandating electric cars along with others. The list is growing. They're not going to do electric cars. If anything, they need to reverse. That's what they need to reverse. That's what I think they need to reverse. That's just me. I think they should do it. Ann said, I spent a night in jail because of an old traffic warrant. It was an experience. That was long ago. Sure. It was probably last week. Probably last week. No, but I'm just kidding. But, we got to get out of this every time something goes wrong or every time we need something bad, we want black people to be able to vote, because as soon as they give us their vote and we get we want, we can go back and, dig a hole and disappear and never talk to the black community again, which is kind of how they continually do us in both parties. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Do we have analysis tonight? It's Wednesday, so we got Finalysis. If we don't have Finalysis, we got Tory Lowe. Either way, you got the best in Milwaukee Black Radio right here on 101.7 The Truth. Want to say thank you for being here. God bless. Take care. Woo, we made it through hump day. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you. Hey, God bless. Take care. I'll see you in 22 hours. I'm out.